I want to start off with the LOC 5 of Kapelebiong. Maritai Akonai Boy City, Nuno Akiralu Ekarage, Jangunoda. But now I want to start off from you. What does this report mean to the people of Teso? Aware that it's almost similar to what the LOC 5 and the other leaders presented to President Museveni when they had a meeting at General Elwelu's home, just I think earlier this year or last year.
Okay. Na soli akuta na chama miki na check out kwa kete tibu anu ali mokini ya take care ya kwa kwa tu bule kwa timu le kime eo mwaka pe chairman do bare member da teto regional group ya kwa 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 soli tunga jai kwa tunga lo kwa pa kwa kwa polo apo tuwa chama na rosu kwa 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 again, Alamara 2021. Ilomari is so fifty. I quite emotional justice for you
know,
Tomokari are in the Kinoicholo, Idan, you may be a cafe army for your test. We are trying to address any worship that any Muslim. Next thing I come with the Imbakoro, Mr. Iku is here. The first time we had a meeting with the Vice President in our office in Kapala, he presented a memorandum which had ambulances, road equipment, and the rest. And when you look at the situation, even six secondary schools at that time, sector B, apart from primary education, when you look at the sectors, made progress on the other social indicators in terms of access to water, AKP, Mema Situnga, Angaleu, all those indicators are improving the region, but we are doing badly in terms of Akerian. So, as Teso sub region leadership, to change the tone and say, now, members, while we may be dealing with this matter, but there is an elephant in the room, yes, it can. So we said, now what do we do? So we had the conversations and we said in Nyakasitunga to focus on and how do you get the government to Kalia? Obundo put that on a PDM. But again, we realized that PDM was having his own issues in terms of design. Then we said, now let's not water down PDM. Let PDM go as it is, but let's align it to Akrabong Renyoni. I couldn't come to see how to I care on a Kerem to Mokalia. So through that discussion and conversation, we are looking for platforms because we've been trying to look for MPs, but we've been moving on. So this year around January, we had consensus. That was the first point. Then number two, we are now coming back to go back to government. We will need some support. So as I talk right now, as Teso sub-region, we now have a consensus at a regional level, both, first of all, one at local, I'm sure about local government. But we had a demand. So we said, let's go to improve the size lonyoni la kitu kwa anuwa Teso. Of course, but we said livestock possible is livestock. And we're saying livestock means poultry, it means sheep, it means goats, small short ruminants, including piggery for non-Muslim community. Now, we had a discussion with Dr. Yaku, who was at that time our level, our technical officer as a vet, and who clearly told us that it was possible. Fortunately, Minister of Agriculture had posted here as a coordinator for community. So we tapped on his knowledge. We had a meeting the past week. Edo has been very, very friendly on us on this matter. He has been the regional host. In fact, if this program succeeds, I think they should name some of it as Edo, because his office has been very available for us. Now, it also a general point. Good enough, Otuk has now told us that by God's luck, the president also now met who?
met Calvin Echodu and their team.
Mm.
And they told them, what do we need to do? Because now we are having the same idea. What do we need? The question we have, what do we need to do to Teso? So when we met Eluelu, when we met the president in Eluelu's home, of course, Yenjene Bunia president, you can't even speak because the process is well managed and controlled.
Mm.
So we managed to write a cheat to Eluelu. You will find his way out. So Eluelu spoke in Amunyankole. About Eluelu Bunbe, Mr. President, no, 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 Amunyankole. But Eluelu Bunbe, I don't have a report on ALOC 5. A lower test. So, the excellence, I ya pack. When you're back, I think I'm a lower test. So, ALOC 5 se be a cotos case, the Eneric and Ajon come to see Ayakuna, Kerian test, so catch no Nakun come to say Pitan. And remember, we did not even want to confuse because there was a discussion about Kwana. Or do we go for compensation? You know that debate which has been going across Tapco and the rest. And we said, no, let's pursue compensation and Tapco independently because this is about what happened in the past, and we should pursue I to bring back those things. But we should have on top of compensation a comprehensive program to consolidate the gains of the animals that we are getting through PDM, the animals that we are getting through compensation, so that the sector becomes robust and comprehensive. Because we wanted now to have a comprehensive plan and a program for along the value chain of a livestock sector in this region. Because we just didn't want to stock animals. We said, no, let's have a real program that is managing disease management, feeding, and aguelaro, beef fat processing. So we don't not just apugana ya unimilo nita mwende, kwa nako rikina aguelaro ni mwala siku luangwara, akine, ugulata kine ato mwende, then they just disappear. We said, no, we want not just to compensate, but to have also programs beyond what? Compensation. Because you see, you can buy aitenga na kene usukoid, but aitenga needs the amokian, aitenga needs breeding, aitenga needs anyam, I think he needs everything that needs so. So, Ochamune president in Okalaki.
It's
okay.
Yes.
Now, but we read Adamake president, and we didn't want to argue with him. The president was saying that fruits can work. So we realized that if we argued that it's fruits versus the cows, we will not win that war. We said, okay, let's tell the president we are okay. Let's package our points. It's okay, Your Excellency. We shall try our best to make sure on the bay. It won't let you ask it a fruit. Let's deal with their issues so that we can make them not start loose. Let's try it also for those farmers who are doing something in what? In fruit farming. There are issues with them like fruit flies, disease management, processing, and the rest. So we say the bay, those ones, let's continue addressing structural bottlenecks that are affecting fruit farming, which those of Oktoko have also now said. So eventually, through that consensus, we have now found ourselves in a middle where we agree. And I can confirm, that me personally, Kapa Korikin, I'm very, very happy that everybody in the region is beginning to agree and the discussions have started. Now, there is Ifo Libunti Kedo Chola Kededoru, Ititoru Tso Akana Mokaro, Kedakwana Abunrekecha Luobore, Otoko Kede Team, Iriamukana Sotau. So at this particular moment in history, there is now consensus between the various teams on how to take the region going forward. For me now, what is important for Teso sub-region for now is to concentrate discussions around economic revival for the region.
Okay.
Because we have realized that if we mix these issues, water, security, what, we'll get confused. For now, let's go with prioritization. Finally, on issues of, so on that point, I think by far, by 90%, that team has captured our aspiration. The rest, the small details can be dealt with along the way. But so far, I agree. Because I've also seen some proposals, which they have put in a report, which maybe because Otoko did not get time to elaborate, that there's a proposal to have a liquid nitrogen plant in the region, which we have also proposed during the, and Soroti district has been very, very friendly and cooperative that they are willing to give us land. I don't know why why in terms of Sorot is the luckiest. So Sorot and Eku has been very, very good in terms of supporting public investments for the sub-region. Now, on the issue of fruit factories, when I was sworn in as a district chairman, I found people debating about those fruit factories. And I didn't want to debate from a point of ignorance. So I also went and visited the fruit factory. I met the chief executive of the fruit factory, Mr. Kom, who happens to be my OB. He told me the problems that affect the factory are two. There are supply-related constraints, and then there are demand-related constraints. On the side of supply, those of Otoko have ably exhausted and picked those issues that are affecting supply side. Excess supply of fruits which are not processed are now leading to underutilization of the fruits. So there's too much supply of the fruits, and yet the capacity to process those supply is low. That's on the supply side. Of course, farmers are grappling with production challenges in terms of disease management, because even there's extension system for fruits for the country is declining. Our extension workers have lost interest. A produce store, I don't even want to go to it. So we have issues of extension, but that one we can deal with.
Okay.
But on the side of demand, on Acheka, even if we increase capacity, that we have proposed in the report that I've seen Tuko and the team have presented the president, there is already too much concentrate, which was processed 3 years ago.
It was processed around 2019.
All right, even the 3%, which the team now has recommended, the utilization of the fruits that we produce is very, very low. But even the little that we have already processed to get there, I think it's a concentrate. Now, the process of marketing, even the little which we have already processed, one, the markets for our juice. Now, Ebaleja Kaite Komu, Ebalabonebe, he tried to go to Dauda, full of this Dauda guy, Reham. Now, the other people can take only a half a jerrycan.
Do you think that it's time for us to privatize
the factory? As a test of sub-region, Ebalasebe, a Birore factory. When you look at your Puchilo Bore, or Puchilo Iteso, I matter 84 men. Ochalang, now I matter 84 men. Teju. Now, who do you want to buy your Teju when you cannot yourself buy your own what?
Okay.
Teju. So okay. The marketing plus, then also too, they have tried. Abu Market, Abu Wejakaiti Ekom. He called ambassadors, and Ambassador Chegere was there. They have asked, because when you look at there are two products which compete at a global scale. Emutuga, Kademiebe are competing at a global scale. In Iteju here, 60% of the sales, they gave us when we met the Minister Ongalo, that 70% of the sales generated by Iteju come from mango. 30% is what they get through the what? From the orange. And the reason why the orange is, when you look at the global south and the global north, Ethiopia and the Arab world, but India supplies Miebe and now Kenya. So, and if Teju is to compete, then we must be able not just to compete for the market locally here, but also to build competitive advantages so that Miebe one can be sold. So they have asked ambassadors to do what they call economic diplomacy, to market Teju in the Middle East. So the last time Teju met officials from Ministry of Ambassadors, they took samples to Turkey, took samples to Saudi Arabia. None of those ambassadors, Yenye President, Esekibe President, Tunichelu, Mame Yente, how to do diplomacy. So if I didn't hear say around MP, Ochalang, he's not doing well, and you can't around ambassador, he's Turkey. Naidoo Longina is just busy, excited for himself. He's not marketing the what?
The country.
So now Teju is not a diplomat. So we have been asking that as a country, our foreign policy, good enough. Fortunately, right now, J.J. Odongo is a minister for foreign affairs. So I would have expected now that Ye Jodong, on top of him building relationships which are political and diplomatic for the country, he should be able to assign specific ambassadors, middle-level economists, to go and market Teju in countries where we can now get the market for Teju. That is where we can be able to consolidate, because we don't want that factory to collapse. Lastly, is the equipment which is in Teju, like Otoka has indicated. It was already asking now. The system which was put there can only produce Iborungulwa popular in.
Okay.
Yes. Now, we don't have a machine to automate it.
Yes.
Now, it will pull me because I am at Iborungulwa Apollo.
And yet it is the most expensive.
Then the last one is expensive.
Okay.
A polebei low eteju or marketing na. Etwana legueli reburita. Honor. I have seen honor.
Of 2-5.
Honor era concentrate kedebor era e flavor. Honor eba kilukuminiare. Ichupa. Ichupa e no teju. It won't look up on the cost of going any gown in your knee. Half way. Get you follow, take you at Iconi. In the case, Kotai, the reason is that we are selling juice. But the other companies called Reham and the rest are selling your knee flavors. No, so that proposal made by the team, those of us who can call in a chug, that we need to have regulations so that we can put high taxes to discourage flavors to affect farmers who are having real juice, so that we can create a comparative advantage for fruit factories. Otherwise, we will be sinking money into a bottomless pit. That is my submission. But I want to thank the team for this. Well, now we are talking.